Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
So this one, by the way, I don't know if we really have a name because it just signed, I'm probably going to end up as the cat lady. So oh, wow. There's that. But it says, hey guys, love the show and I need your help with something. Since you work together and you're friends, I feel like you can relate. I started a new job last year and I love it. Except one thing, every time it's someone's birthday, you're expected to chip in $20 for the cake, balloons, and gift. Every single birthday, what the heck is up with that? That sounds a little crazy, doesn't it?
It
a little
does
excessive.
Sound nutty.
I
not
mean,
into
when you
that.
Think like 20, 25 people work at a business, that's a lot of birthdays.
Did they say if it's a small business?
She didn't. She didn't say. She
maybe
just said
like five
every
people.
Birthday. But all even right. then, that's $100. Yeah. And she goes on to say, none of these people are actually my friends. I mean, we get along. Oh, I like coming
Jeremy
to work.
Says that.
Yeah, I did. It reminded me of Jeremy, actually. But she said, but don't you think buying gifts and celebrations should be restricted to friends and family? She says, I'm not a complete party pooper. At my last job, the person whose birthday it was, they brought in their favorite cake for everyone to share. And that's more reasonable
like
to
that,
me,
yeah.
right? The birthday person gets their favorite cake. Nobody ever forgets. And there's not one person solely in charge of everybody's birthday. So she said, I tried to mention this to our HR lady and she looked like she was going to cry. So it didn't go over well with HR. She says, help JKJ. I'm not made of money. What suggestions do you and your listeners have? Am I in the right here or should I just suck it up and pitch in $20 every time someone celebrates a trip around the sun? I listen every day. Thank you so much for making me laugh. Sign the cat lady.
All right. If you guys want to sound off about this, 303-691-1649. Phone lines are wide open. You know, she's going to get hers. Her birthday's going to roll around and she's going to get, you know, some really nice gifts and cards.
I get that. But again, like, I like the idea of just bringing in a cake. I don't think you need to have the full celebration at work. I mean, I think of just being in here, right? I mean, how many people would you buy gifts for here at our business, at our work?
Here's the problem. It would be unexpected here at our work because it is large.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that she's probably in a smaller office.
Okay.
Say 5 to 10. I don't even know if it would be 10 because that's a big ask if
yeah.
it's 10. I bet you she's in a smaller little mom and pop shop.
How many people would you buy gifts for in this building?
Well, I've tried to put the kibosh on YouTube.
I wouldn't let you. So that's what I mean. Is like
I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah.
Just because it's one less thing that it's filling up my brain. One less $20 bill coming out of my wallet. We don't need to do that between the three of us.
And we do, actually, because we're actually friends.
Katie
like,
makes
it's
us
different.
Do it.
It's different.
My previous people on this show, we stopped.
Did you stop?
Like, do we need to do this anymore? No, we don't. Let's just live our lives.
And we're done. You buy and yourself something,
done.
I'll buy
can
myself
can I just hand
something.
You a $20 bill and you can hand me a $20
bill? See,
that's
so impersonal. Like, that's the thing, is when it's actually friends, I think it's important because you're showing your friend that you thought about them like, oh my goodness, this gift made me think about you. And I bought it, and I can't wait to give it to you and see the smile that it puts on your face.
Or
like
the frustration it causes.
I'm not even really a fan of like the birthday cake, even. I'm just kind of like, we don't need to acknowledge it.
I like the cake.
I know you like cake.
And
though.
I like that the person whose birthday it is, you bring in your favorite cake. That's genius.
That is smart.
They do this for employee morale and everything, but I know a lot of people where they're like, why are you making me take time out of my day to do this and eat cake and celebrate? Can I just please do my job? I come here to do my job. I don't come here to party.
Yeah. I think that's kind of the lengths or the line that she's going here as well. But, like she's not super friendly with everybody she works with.
I see a lot of you texting right now. We want your comments. We want to talk to you. I want to talk to some people. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Should you be required to chip in for people at your office for their birthday?
Yeah.
Especially ones you don't even know.
I know.
Should that be a requirement? Would you be looked down on if you were like, nah, I think I'm going to pass? Here's Alex on the line. Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you guys today?
Well, we're super dupes. How are you?
Doing pretty decent.
All right. Well, what are your thoughts about this birthday situation at the office?
My thought process is, was it in the contract when it was signed? when she got the job offer? Was it in the contract? Because, like, if you have that option, you know, if you're reading the contract and you're like, oh, I have to chip in $20 of my own money for the birthday. Do I really want to do this? Do I really want this job? Like, I'm just like you guys. I just want to go in, do my job, go home. I'm good.
Well, you're like me. Katie wants to party.
Well, no,
Katie
wants to celebrate. The funny thing is I want to party with my friends, and I do have some friends
right
here, but like, we have a unique job. Like, we sit in the studio together for 5+ hours a day.
Yeah.
So
we're
friends. Cause, yeah, exactly.
To like each other.
It's a forced friendship.
Right.
But that's a funny thought, Alex, that, you know, you get your contract and you're going over your salary,
yeah,
your bonus structure, your benefits, and then the birthday structure of the company.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And you're like, I don't think I can sign this. I don't know if I could sign this because of the birthday structure.
I don't like this balloon budget.
That's a funny point, Alex. Really, really appreciate you calling in, Alex. We got full phone lines. I want to get to a few more people while we have time. Here's Kendra. Hi, Kendra. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. So what are your thoughts about this birthday situation at work?
I just think it's a little ridiculous. Like, I think a cake is more than enough.
Yeah.
Having balloons and kiss, I mean, they're not important people in your life at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, they're not.
Snap.
Like, you didn't pick to hang out with these people. You were put there, right?
I've always said they're coworkers, not friends.
Again, it's unique here. Jer.
They're not your coworkers. They are not friends.
Exactly. But then if you end up having friends, you go and celebrate outside of the office, away
yes
from the
That's
office.
That's true.
Not in the office.
Now, what are your thoughts? We don't know, but I feel like this is a small office setting. So say there's roughly 5 to 10 people within this small office setting, and you're the only one who's not participating and not chipping in. Then what do?
You live your life.
You just say, screw it, screw you guys.
We're going to
live
our life.
You live your life. Because I feel like that would get awkward. And truly, you're blowing $20 on a Netflix subscription or coffee for yourself. I mean, why not blow it for your coworkers?
We're adults. Why do we care if we did not chip in $20 for a birthday? We're not teenagers anymore.
Yeah.
We're adults.
Yeah.
Kendra, I'm just
really
trying to play
point
devil's advocate because I am so on your side.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a rock star, Kendra. Thank you for calling and have a very good day. She's very wise, Katie.
There's a lot of good points here already.
Good points. Hi, Annika.
Hi, guys.
Good morning. Oh, we're being silly. What are your thoughts on this birthday situation?
I completely agree with everybody else. I think it's honestly ridiculous. And again, she might be in a smaller office. I don't know how many people she works with, but mm-hmm, I feel like $20 is kind of a lot when
right
you think about everybody contributing $20. Like, how much a cake is, like, you can get a cake for $5 at King Soopers if you need to. Like,
right, you find those clearance cakes on those clearance racks. That's what you need to buy.
Yeah,
too.
What kind of balloons
yeah
are they getting? Like, that's what
I don't
I'm
know
saying.
It just seems a little extensive for everybody to need to pitch in $20. But I agree with, like, everybody. Like, we're adults. They're your coworkers. I don't see the need to go all out for every single person's birthday.
Because, yeah, if it's 10 people, it's $200 a pop every time for every birthday.
That's a lot.
But it's
like,
only 20
yeah
coming from you. And it's, you know, it's $20 to make somebody feel special
is
for a few moments.
Is the HR lady keeping a cut of this? Like, what?
No,
how
what
is that working out?
What if you do get cake balloons and then they get you a really nice gift card to go pamper
and maybe
yourself
that's
somewhere
it. But again,
you're making
yeah
somebody feel special.
But you're almost yeah paying for your own gift card because you're contributing $20
every time.
So it's like you're paying
kind of
for
are,
your
yeah
own gift card. And so it cancels out. And so, yeah, it's.
But can you put a price on making somebody feel special?
$20.
Can you?
$20.
$20.
Is what that is.
Annika, thank you for your vote. Thank you for calling in this morning.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
All right,
bye.
Mercedes. Hi, Mercedes.
Hi.
Good morning. So, would you be chipping in the $20?
I feel like you should kind of be able to, like, sign up for it. Like, I would like to be celebrated, so I'll pitch in the $20. But if you don't want to, then you don't have to.
That
I love
is
that
it. Okay.
That's so smart.
Yes.
You can have a group of people that want to celebrate
and
sign up for it.
But then what if all 9 of your coworkers do it and you're the only one that doesn't?
Well, then you're the only one that doesn't,
right? They call you party pooper behind
and
your back.
You are shunned and they don't like you in a small office.
Yeah.
And that's going to get awkward.
See, with me, I'm not used to celebrating my birthday in other places because it's 2 days before Christmas. So I never, like, celebrated it in school, at work, nothing. So I wouldn't, personally me, I'd be like, no, I'm good. I don't need to. So
that's a good point.
You're used to it, yeah.
She's like, I don't care. And really, isn't it, like, when you get to a certain age, too, you're like, please don't acknowledge my birthday.
Yeah.
Like you don't need to bring attention to this.
Well,
nobody cares. I don't care. Let's move on.
10 people singing at you, that's enough to make anything awkward. Like, right? Like, that's the most awkward situation.
Thank you, Mercedes, for calling in. Appreciate your thoughts. That's one of my things. There's no more of an awkward moment than when you're sitting there at a table in front of a cake and you got 20 people around you.
Singing.
Make a wish! Make a wish and let's sing to you. And then you gotta, like, then you spit on the cake.
Yeah.
And
who
so
do you
awkward.
Look at? Do you look at one person singing? Do you move your eye contact
around? No, generally
around,
I just,
like,
look down and be like, oh God, take me now.
Right? Do you
this
look
would
at
be
the cake?
A great time for me to die. Please take me now. Make them stop singing for the love of God. My wish is that I die right now. Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Well, on that note, what are your thoughts?
Yeah.
Well, I think with everybody else, I also agree that it's kind of, personally, I could care less about a cake or balloons. it's a waste of money. As adults, it's like we don't really get excited about those kind of things anymore. I say we pool the money and save it up for one big party and do it outside of work. And maybe if we have a little drinks involved, maybe everybody would become better friends.
Ooh,
and want to hang out more.
So you've got a drinking problem.
No, stop it.
No.
I like that. A big community birthday party.
Everybody gets
we
smashed.
Tear it up.
Yes.
It's in the summer. When
people,
it's nice
on
out.
You're hooking up with your coworkers.
That's how you become friends.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
Well, Andrea,
I know, right?
I love your idea of sleeping with all your coworkers,
Andrea. Got to make it weird, though.
Well done.
Nobody said that.
Nobody said that.
What? She totally
think
said
of the
that.
Party, no. Think of the party you could throw if you pulled up $20 from everybody for every birthday.
Yes.
And
oh, is that what you said? I totally misunderstood.
That's a rager, Andrea. I love it.
You take your whole company to Olive Garden. Have a hell of a time. Unlimited soup and breadsticks all night
long. Your ideas of party are so different.
Thank you, Andrea. Thank you so much. All right, we've got time for one more. It's Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. What are your thoughts?
Listen, I'm going to preface this with, everybody, I learned this in training years ago, everybody likes to be acknowledged differently in their workplace, right? So some people might love the attention that you get and seeing that everybody thinks you're special on your birthday. And some people would like to, like you, Jeremy, crawl in a hole and die and not ever come out.
Yeah.
So we at a previous employer of mine, they would just do once a month, like in the middle of the month, this is the birthday lunch, and they would order pizza and get a Costco cake, and everybody would do it and high five, it's everybody's birthday, have a good time. But I will say that if this little HR lady at this job is the one that looked like you kicked her puppy when you told her you didn't want to do it anymore, then maybe the company should be the one forking over the money to pay for all these things instead of expecting their employees to do it.
Yeah,
it's a solid point. Start budgeting for these birthdays.
For balloons.
Yeah. Get like, don't make budget. Everybody pitch in. Like, what if somebody financially can't afford to do it, and now they feel guilty because of the pressure of doing it every single time? Like you said, there could be 10 people, there could be 50 people, but I'm a birthday brat. I do my birthday all month long.
Me
if,
too.
Like, you know
God.
Me, you know, like,
oh,
I do,
God.
I want.
You're one of those.
Well, we're Aries. Yes.
Do you start?
Yeah, it's my birthday month.
March 30th, bro.
Yeah.
Is it?
So, yeah. So, anyway, I just, I think it's fun to do the things and acknowledge the people that want to be acknowledged, but maybe give the person whose birthday it is the opportunity of saying whether they want to or not.
Yeah.
That's good. I
great
like that.
Wise words, Leah. Thank you so much. We're excited about
welcome.
Your birthday month coming up.
Thanks.
Bye,
see
Leah.
You then.
Call in.
See you then.
Remind me to get you something, okay?
Okay.
Love you, mean it. Bye.
Bye.
Jeez.
Well, I think the consensus basically was that you don't need to chip in. Be an adult was mentioned many times.
Yeah.
Be an adult. Don't worry about it. Just say no. And don't be scared about it.
Yeah.
That's where
what?
I'm at, too.
You
it's
can
like, don't
go
do it.
Buy your own cake and pretend it's your birthday every day of the week. There are no rules about that. Like, I could go get a cake now and eat it all to myself.
That is also one of the great things about being an adult.
Yeah.
You can have cake for breakfast if you want it. You can have cake whenever you want.
Go get it. Get that cake.